Sex is how your husband feels loved and respected. Your husband is not a woman. He is a man. And sex is incredibly important to a man. And it's where we miss each other and just go totally different ways as husband and wives. That if you ask a good man, what are the top three things that are most important to him in a marriage and in a relationship, sex is going to be number one, if not number one, two, or three. If you ask a woman, you could ask a woman, what are your top 10 most important things to you in a marriage or a relationship? Sex might not even make the list. It might be like number 8, 9, or 10, maybe. So we have to understand it as women that sex is incredibly important to men. And we know that. That's why we use sex as a weapon and we use sex to manipulate and control. And we all know how we do that and have done that. And what happens is that we begin to treat our husbands like Neanderthals and that there's something wrong with them, that sex is so important to them. And we want to change them and make them so wrong for just who they are as a man. But you have to understand, when you chose to get married and you made vows and you made a commitment to your husband, you took on the role and responsibility to have sex in your marriage and enjoy it as a part of a healthy relationship. Women need to understand, Women need to understand that sex is not an option and it is not something that is inconsequential. Sex is part of a healthy relationship and marriage. And this is one of the things I've been reflecting on, because when my husband and I got engaged, I had already started withdrawing and putting a wall up around sex when, in the beginning of our relationship and dating and leading up to us getting married, we had a very healthy, enjoyable sex life. And then I threw my walls up, and that's very, very common for us as women. And it was a really, really big challenge in even just my early 30s, which is so sad to me now. And I had to learn an important part of my healing in my marriage and through this decade of my 30s in the beginning was overcoming the walls I had built around sex in my marriage and recognizing that I couldn't have sex with my husband as a duty or a chore or an obligation. When we have sex from a place of obligation or as a chore, we feel used, we feel resentful, and we're doing what we're supposed to do. That's a wonderful example of being nice, is doing sex to check the box and say, done, maybe I bought myself a week or two, and then shutting down. That's not okay in a marriage. That's a cruel, cruel way to treat your husband, who is a man in which this is very important to him. So ladies, let me make it very, very clear. You cannot have a healthy marriage. You cannot have a healthy relationship if you are not having sex with your husband, or you are shut down to sex and doing it as an obligation and a chore. It's not okay. And you can't have a healthy relationship or a healthy marriage from that place. We all know sex is part of a healthy relationship. And here is something that is very important, ladies. We all enjoy sex. If you remember when you met your husband, or before you met your husband and you were dating and having different relationships with men, we couldn't wait. We couldn't wait to get together and meet up for a date and know where that was going to lead. And we can reflect back to the beginning of our relationship before we got engaged, before we got married, and we were in the newness. We loved and enjoy having sex. we begin to put our walls up. And I'm not going to get too much into that, but I do want you all to know, trigger warning, we're going to be talking, or I'm going to be talking a lot more about our relationship with sex as women and the importance of it in a marriage and how to overcome the walls that we have built around it and how to overcome the withholding of sex that we have put into place in our marriage. And I'm also going to be talking about how everything we've been taught by the experts about sex is wrong, that we are not ovens that need to be warmed up first. That's another video for another time, but it's really, really important. We have been fed so many lies and so many myths and so much misinformation about sex as women. And I'm excited to share my journey because it's been a huge journey and wonderful journey in my marriage. One of the things I'm most proud of and my husband is most appreciative of that I have healed and overcome in myself. And I'm excited to be sharing that. So we're going to be talking more about that on the channel. But that's the number two thing your husband really wish you knew, that sex is how he feels loved and respected, and that it's not an option in marriage, that when we made those vows, that's the commitment we made. It's part of a healthy relationship. And when, as women, we can reconnect with the fact that we enjoy sex too, then it's something we do for ourselves and enjoy for ourselves, that we get the benefit of it and our husbands get the benefit of it. But a key piece is we really do have to remember that we enjoy it and not have sex for our husbands as something to check off the list just because it's important to them. They can feel that. We have to learn to be there and be engaged and enjoy it for ourselves, which is all our husbands want. And then we don't have the resentment or feeling used or feeling that's all we're good for, or that's what we're supposed to do. We can be in it for ourselves and our husbands get the benefit, and you can have a healthy sex life in your marriage, which is a key piece, key important piece to having, being a good wife and having a healthy marriage.